إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, the famous ayat of Surah Ra'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah does not change the good condition of a people until they change their condition themselves. Now, there's a famous quote in English which says that a great civilization is always destroyed from within. External forces cannot do anything until the civilization destroys itself from within. Now, reason I'm saying this is because this was also the practice of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain, where whenever they faced any difficulty, where they faced any reversal in terms of their fortune, or whether they faced any kind of calamity, they would analyze not so much the external conditions. It's not to say that they did not analyze the external, they did that, but much more importantly, they analyzed their own internal conditions. They looked into their own lives to see what of the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were being disobeyed, or which of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being neglected. The most famous incident of this is the letter that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu sent to Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, who was commanding the Muslim army at the Battle of Qadsiyah. And this letter, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wrote, and he said, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from yourselves. Ask Allah for protection from your own nafs, from yourselves, like you ask protection from the enemy. He said, it is the sins of the soldier which are more dangerous to the army than the stratagem or the weapons of the opponent, of the enemy. The sins of the soldier are more dangerous. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us victory based on our weapons. He does not give victory based on our numbers. He gives us victory based on our piety. And he says, if we commit sins, then Allah will give victory to the one who has more weapons and who has more numbers. And he said, that is always the enemy. We do not have their weapons, we do not have their numbers. Allah will give us victory only and only if we are better than them. Now think about this. We tend to think, and in a way of speaking that is also true, we think that just because we say La ilaha illallah, we are already better than them. But that is not what Allah thinks. That is not what Allah has said in His Kalam in Surah Al-Isra, the famous ayat concerning Bani Israel, are concerning Bani Israel, who were the Muslims. Bani Israel, there were the Muslims. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we sent upon you our warlike slaves who slaughtered you and took your women and children as prisoners. And they entered the innermost parts of your homes and your masajid. Allah said, we sent. And Allah said, this happened twice. And it was a promise fulfilled. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu quoted this ayat in his letter. And this refers to the sacking of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, in 600 BC, and again by Titus, the Roman emperor, in 21 BC. Both times, the opponent was not Muslim. The Bani Israel were Muslim. And this happened in Jerusalem. It happened Titus destroyed the Masjid of Sulaiman alayhi salam, which they call today the Temple of Solomon. Sulaiman alayhi salam didn't have any temples. Titus destroyed it. He raised it to the ground. Now, point is that this is not only about global politics. It is about our own lives. And that is the reason why, once again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu the highest stations in Jannah, and fill his qabr with noor and give him the reward of the guidance that he gave to the Muslim Ummah. The famous incident where he, when he was dying, he was had been stabbed. He was in his last moments, and a young Ansari came to see him. And as he was going away, he called him back and he said to him, "Raise your izar above your ankles." He said, "That is better for your garment and it is better for your taqwa." Now, if you think about it, we consider it to be a small thing. What is the length of your trousers? How does it matter? But did we learn Islam at the feet of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or did Umar ibn al-Khattab learn Islam at the feet of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? If Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab thought that raising the trouser above the ankles was important enough for him to make it a point of telling somebody in his last moments, when you are dying, generally your last words, your wasiyat, is something which is important. You don't talk about some, you know, mundane, useless thing. So if he took the trouble to say it, it means that it was not a mundane, useless thing. It was very important. Now, why is he doing that? Because these are the signs of what is going to happen in our own lives. The more the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in our lives, the more leaving the sunnah comes in our lives, the quicker we are headed towards disaster. And everything starts small. Everything starts small. But if you allow that small thing to continue, it becomes big. Like all small things, they grow up. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us examine our lives. Today we spend a lot of time looking externally, and there are enough and more external things happening for us to do that. You're looking at what is happening in Gaza and Palestine and so on and so on. But as I said in the Jummah, and inshallah this Jummah we'll complete the khutbah, Gaza and Palestine is the symptom of the disease that is there in the entire Ummah. Gaza and Palestine is the pimple on your arm, or it's the boil on your neck or wherever, which is not, it is not enough to lance that boil and put a bandage. That boil is coming because of something else. There is an indication that there is something majorly wrong with your system, which is showing up like this boil. You have a stomach ache, you have a headache, and if you just put some balm on your forehead or you eat some antacid tablets, it doesn't help, because that stomach ache is indication of something very much more serious, and that headache is an indication of something very much more serious. That balm is not going to help. You have to look at what is that thing internally which is causing the headache. What is happening in Gaza and Palestine is the headache. That headache is the result of a disease which is there in the entire Ummah. If you look at those ayat of Surah Bani Israel, Allah did not say that the Bani Israel in Jerusalem were disobeying Allah, and that is why Allah sent Titus and he sent Nebuchadnezzar. Allah did not say that. Allah said when Bani Israel disobeyed. Bani Israel where? Wherever they were in the world. And we know that they did not live, all the entire Ummah of Musa alayhi salam was not living in Jerusalem. They were there all over the world. But Allah said when they disobeyed Allah, wherever they were, the boil erupted in Jerusalem. So Jerusalem is a thermometer. Jerusalem is the point. When the doctor wants to see your temperature, he doesn't grab your neck. He doesn't grab your ankle. He grabs your wrist, and that is where he checks the pulse, the nafs. And that tells him what is the temperature of the body, whether you are sick or not sick. He doesn't touch you anywhere. He touches you on the wrist. Why? Because that wrist, the temperature is not in the wrist. The temperature is in the whole body, the wrist is giving you the indication. And that wrist is Jerusalem. That boil is Jerusalem. That headache is Jerusalem. That stomach ache is Jerusalem. Indication and indicator of what is wrong with the entire Ummah, which includes me, it includes you. And we need to look at it at our individual level, examining our own lives. Now you might say, this is like stretching this a bit. If I raise my trouser above my ankle, Jerusalem is going to become okay. If I grow my beard, Jerusalem will become okay. I don't know. All I know is what Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab said. All I know is what my Nabi and your Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said that if you want, and all I know is what my Rabb and your Rabb said. Allah la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusih. Allah will not change the good condition of a people until they change it themselves, within themselves. Meaning that if we change ourselves at an individual level, automatically, if all of us do it at an individual level, it is happening collectively. When it happens collectively, at a point where it makes starts making a critical difference, Allah will change the condition of the whole ummah, inshallah. We ask Allah to give us the tawfiq, to not waste our time in useless conversation and argument, but to look at our own lives and bring about the changes that we should bring about. And stop arguing, stop making excuses, and stop worrying about this and that. Look at your own life and bring about the change that you know and I know we need to bring about. No matter how small, that small and big is from shaitan. No disobedience of the Nabi is small. No disobedience of Allah is small. If that thought is coming in your mind, that this is small and that is big, then that thought is purely from shaitan. Make no mistake. This is not fiqh. This is not knowledge of Islam. This is knowledge of shaitan. Don't even go near it. If it is a disobedience of Allah or His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is big. Nothing is small because Allah's Nabi is not small and Allah is not small. So let us ensure that we make every attempt to change whatever is going wrong in our lives, so that inshallah al-musta'an, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to then accept our du'as in favor of the people who are dying in Gaza and Palestine and against their oppressors. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all the suffering and all the trials and tribulations of this ummah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those whose du'as are accepted and whose efforts are accepted. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.